Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream, where the extraordinary isn't fiction, it's the conversation. What if you could talk directly to your soul and it answered back? And what if that same wisdom flows through your ancestors, the forests, and the stars could whisper through you? Today, I've got Stephanie Banks here. She's an intuitive channel, mentor, and a guide, and she's going to join us to show us how to access divine communication with spirit, nature, and your higher self. So definitely stay with us because this conversation is going to remind you that the voice of wisdom you've been searching for has been inside of you all along, waiting to be remembered. And if you'd like to learn more about Stephanie Banks, go to soulinsight.com. And with that, I welcome the amazing Stephanie Banks to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. Amazing, Debbie. It's great to be here with you.
I know. Finally. I just want to tell folks the background, why I feel like this is so extraordinary, really unique, what you do. Because I'm deep into the channeling experience, people who have extraterrestrials, collective beings, luminous beings, galactic federation. So a lot of that out there, or a lot, I understand, is actually people's higher self. You do something, and it's amazing you say it's so simple, but you can actually access anything. Someone's animal, someone dead, someone alive, piece of nature, a piece of the cosmos, et cetera, like we said in the opening. So that's why I'm so excited to have you here, is because your ability and what you're able to access and have flow through you, it's pretty unique, I have to say. I haven't seen a lot of this or any of this really in the channeling world. And so just talk about that for a minute, how easy this is for you, natural this is for you, right and correct.
Yeah, well, honestly, I do not feel that there's anything unique to me that makes this only accessible by me. I channel everything because we can. That's it. We just can. And it's the way that I learned to channel. And I had phenomenal mentors that showed me how to channel any soul, any essence that's here on the planet, anything in the beyond. And when you see it in action, and then you start to learn how to do it, there's really no perceived barriers to having that. So this is why I teach it now. I know that it's not me. It's really not me. I mean, I do have some things about myself that allow for the messages to come through more clearly, or maybe more cleanly, or there's a way that I help people process their message that is very, very useful. And sometimes that's missing in readings, the processing part of it and the adding in the imagery that I get and the movies that unfold, etc. But this is something that I learned to do. It's not something that I feel only a select few are born with.
When I first spoke with you, you also said you saw somebody doing it and you went, I want to do that. And so you had nothing in your way. You were just like a heck yes. And of course, oh, this person's like, that person's baking a muffin. I want to bake a muffin. You were sort of like that with channeling. And so there were no hindrances, which I love about your story. You were just a heck yes. And of course I can do this.
Yes. And that's how I entered into learning about it. However, let me be clear. I have insecurities. I am having a human experience. I did not go gung-ho with serving the public for years because I was not certain that I could do this, right? But I knew I could learn. I knew if I could see other people doing it, just like baking, like you said, if someone else is doing something that inspires you and you have a zest for it yourself, what is in your way? Get the best teachers you can find and get going. And I was really devoted to the inner work that's required to be a clear channel. And that's like 80, 90% of it right there.
Amazing, amazing. I am so curious listening to you speak about the unlimitlessness of what you can access. Is it possible for you to access a multidimensional aspect of somebody? Like,
Like
how would that
what do you
work?
have in mind?
I was just thinking when you said that because, you know, what a how does anybody articulate the real reality of what we live in, that can there are concurrent lifetimes, concurrent timelines, multidimensional aspects of us, past, which doesn't exist, future, which doesn't exist because it's all now. And so if somebody was saying, could you access multidimensional aspects of me that might have a message, you know, maybe very successful or, you know, doing very well or very advanced aspects of me?
So what I would do with that incredibly brilliant question is I would take it through the person's higher self. I would invite their soul in to speak to that directly. And that's kind of my access point for what I'm channeling is the person's essence, the person's soul, or the animal's soul, or the essence of a tree, or a worm, or whatever the request is. But yeah, you can ask any question you want when we're channeling. I don't know what's going to come through. It's not based on my knowledge, thank goodness. Because then we'd be pretty limited. But we can. There is no wrong question or bad question. And whatever comes through is what is totally meant for that being, that person at that time.
I know that as a conscious channel, you've talked about how much it influences your parents. You have kids. What can families learn from you about approaching these really important intimate relationships that you use through soul communication? Because I think that's fascinating that you could go to a partner, you can go to a family member, a child, a very important. To learn how to navigate, because then it's not just what it appears in the outside. You can go much deeper. How is that for you? And how would you share that with others?
Well, it has been a game changer for my parenting. And what I would say is that I did not start, as I was learning to channel, I did not get right to channeling my kids' souls because you're too close to it, right? I'm far too close and have too many attachments to things. But I had somebody, my best friend at the time, would channel for me. And that was beautiful because as I'm learning to trust my connection and intuition, someone who's very skilled is channeling messages that are resonating deeply with me. And I'm connecting that up with what I feel, what I sense, what is true. So that's how I really leaned into it. But when you learn to access the essential aspect, the soul aspect of a beloved who's living with you, it does change everything forever. It
Oh
worked
my.
for, yeah, like this, the reason why I was exposed to channeling in the first place was because my mother had dementia that started in her 40s. And I was finding our relationship to be falling apart. So I had my friend who was a channel my mom's soul. And you know what I figured out? Through hearing from her soul, she told me what she needed from me. She told me where I was overstepping. She told me what her soul connection and agreement was with my father, which I did not understand. So I was actually intruding on it without meaning to. I thought I was being helpful, but actually it was more controlling than anything else. I learned that I could make different choices in the way I interacted with her, and it would have a completely different outcome for our relationship. So I experimented, I made different choices, and our relationship completely shifted. We went from frustration to playfulness to joyfulness to love, and that's what channeling can do.
Wow. I totally relate. You know, my mother had Alzheimer's, and I was very fortunate. I'll just say I was very, very fortunate because I know it can go different ways when people that starts to dissolve, the ability to communicate and, to hold on to a thought or the present moment and all of that. And I didn't know if she was going to be one of the angry ones. I was so fortunate that she became so beautiful and childlike and all of that. And I also had to navigate when I was the only one left, she remembered, and there was not an ability to do conversations any longer. I used music. I guess that was how I channeled in my way, because she was a music teacher, she was a musician, she was a composer, I'm a singer, etc. And so my partner and I would just go where she was living, beautiful place she was living, and I'd sing to her. And that's what we do for an hour and a half. And that was the communication and the back and forth and the, and also great healing. Oh my goodness. I'm so happy for that in this lifetime. That was a real gift. And you, when you talk about us, Stephanie, and you say, your intuition never leaves you, it's always there. We just train our attention away from it. What is the first step for people to reclaim that intimate connection with intuition, with knowing?
We have to get quiet. We just have to get quiet because the energy of intuition is very subtle. Its communication is on a subtle realm. And as we know, the energy of ego or fear-based thoughts is loud. That's what we are bombarded with constantly. So we have a responsibility to match the frequency of intuition, which means we have to slow down. We have to listen better. This is a practice of deep listening. So there's something that happens in the feedback loop when we hear information. The mind grabs onto what it knows and immediately starts to connect it up with other things that make sense based on our lived experience. But if you are deeply listening through quiet, through peace, through your heart, then you are actually open to what else is possible, what you do not already know, but that is actually already here and already true. So there's lots of ways to slow down and to get still and to attune oneself, endless ways. Actually, meditation is one. There's practices that I like to use from HeartMath Institute. There's a quick coherence technique that I find very helpful. It brings the mind and the heart into coherence with each other, which is a beautiful rhythm. That's also a slowing down of sorts. I find it necessary to get in nature. I will recommend this to everybody all the time because we are nature, but we have separated ourselves from her and we act, in ways that are outside of our true nature. So get to the trees, hug a tree, do some earthing, get barefoot upon the soil, the sand, get to a waterway if you can, hug your dog, whatever it is that brings you into that state of connection and peace with beings, living beings that are different than ourselves. It's a beautiful opportunity to slow down and really listen. That's foundational. That's absolutely necessary to be able to hear what's beyond.
Yeah. You said heart, there's a HeartMath meditation. Of course, there's many ways to meditate, get back in that nature, take your shoes off, put your feet in the ground, connect with the earth, hug a tree, hug an animal, hug a goat, whatever it is. I love when I spoke to you once, and I just really like how accessible you make this when you said to me, I don't really meditate, but I'll go sometimes in my kitchen. I'll just lay on the ground, my dogs are around me, and I'll breathe. And I thought, yeah, do
I mean,
this.
I'm not a great meditator. I do meditate. It is foundational. It's necessary. But people think you have to be good at it in order to channel. You don't. I'd probably be the worst student in a room full of meditation students. Not because I'm not trying, but because my thoughts are like, oh, here's an opportunity to ramp it up. That's how it feels. But you just show up to it. And yes, you can lay on your kitchen floor on your back as I do regularly. Just have dogs licking me all, over my face and neck, touching them and feeling The beauty of being alive, the miracle of having breath. This is meditative.
Oh my God, so beautiful. And so, in your experience, then, how does the natural world, Stephanie, the trees, the water, the animals, how do they act as messengers? How do they act as mirrors for human consciousness?
Wow. What I find is that once I got over the embarrassment of being caught in public hugging a tree, I started to just gain a lot of confidence, or my desire to do so just overtook what I worried about others thinking about me. I started to receive messages from the trees. First, it came from just connection, and I could feel this through my heart, and it's acceptance. It's love, it's non-judgment, it's allowing. And then it started to morph into I felt an invitation from the trees, like, hand us your worries. Hand us what feels heavy to you. Allow for us to transmit this to the earth for you. Let us help you drain this. And Mother Earth does this for me as well when I'm barefoot, in my backyard or on the beach. So, if you go with a desire to lighten whatever load you're carrying, the earth is perfectly designed for this. She has so many beautiful living beings who are well equipped for this, and it brings them no harm. I used to tell my kids, if you come home and have a hard day at school, you can go hug a dog, put your heart against one of our dogs. And they would worry, well, I don't want to give Rocket the bad energy. And I'd say, no, that's not how it works. Rocket, look how close he is to the earth. He's draining constantly. He's drawing up love constantly. This is a perfect reciprocity for you to be giving affection to him to be transmuting whatever energy does not serve you. You both feel loved and joyful by the end of the experience. But this is what the natural world is ideally suited to do for us. And we forget. So when we reattune to it and notice the creatures, I notice now when my plants are getting thirsty. That wasn't something that I used to pay attention to. And now I feel the thirst in my own body. We can get as close to it as we wish. And I encourage it. It's a beautiful way to live in harmony and in interconnectivity with all life.
Oh my. Well, I am so excited to get to this channeling portion with you. It's so powerful. Everything you're saying, it's also so shamanic, which I love. It's a lot of the things I teach about, getting back to the connection, the respect, and to understand we are on Earth. There's a reason I'm not on Orion right now, why I'm not on Antares or in the Pleiades. I'm on Earth because I was designed to be connected to Mother Earth, my body, my being in this incarnation. It's very important we get back to this where humanity has become separate. And this is the great healing, and it's free and it's easy and it creates massive change. So I love all of this. And we're going to take a quick pause, my friends. We're going to go deeper into this work when we come back with, we can go so many places with Stephanie. Isn't that exciting? I just want to give you a couple of pieces about moving forward. I do have something special for you, for those who are interested in your galactic incarnations, in your lineage. Out in the cosmos, where are you from? Why are you from? It is called the Starseed Report and Video, and you can go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed and get your gift right now. It's Debbie with an I and Dachinger with a C, so it's debbiedashinger.com/starseed. Everything is in the show notes, including all of Stephanie's links. And if you're ready for a profound personal transformation, definitely join the next Shamanic Galactic Healing that I lead. It's on Zoom. You can join from anywhere in the world. There is a replay. And folks, this is the last one, yes, of the year, but also it's going to be the last one for a while. I am pausing it because in 2026, I am teaching Shamanism 1, Level 1. And so, I need to do that. I need to have all my bandwidth for rolling out this incredible, very exciting new program. I've never done this before, but I've been asked to do it. So if you really want to get the healing and have the experience, join us at debbiedashinger.com/healing. Timeline shifts, big things, people get activated into light language and even more. And the adventure of a lifetime is coming up March 2026. I am speaking aboard the Mystery School at Sea, and that's mysteryschoolatsea.com. Definitely put down a deposit for your cabin. We are 10 days at sea going to Greece and Turkey, and we're going to all the ancient sites. We'll be having mystery school activations there. I am so excited. Tons of amazing speakers: Laura Eisenhower, Debbie Solaris, Vivian Chavay, Geraldine Orozco, and way more. When you go to mysteryschoolatsea.com, be sure to click on my name under the referrals, Debbie Dashinger, and I can't wait to spend time with you guys there. And if this conversation, this experience on this show means something to you, then like it, subscribe, write a comment. I do read all of them. When you do these things, when you take a moment out of your life just to like, especially subscribe, because there's so many beautiful guests on, keep up with us. You are actually opening the door. It's great karma for more star seeds, more light workers all around the globe to find the show, find these conversations. Support me as my community, and I thank you in advance for doing that. Okay, well, we're going to bring back the amazing Stephanie Banks at this point. And is channeling like that for you? You just, you're in? Amazing. Well, I'm so ready.
Good, me too.
Okay, well, I thought, and by the way, I just want to tell folks in advance, Stephanie encouraged me before we started to ask some things about me. So I'll do that a little bit later on. It's very kind of her to do that. I want you guys to also get the experience. And so I would like to talk to the sun. I would like to understand the sun. And one of the things we hear so much about are solar flares. So, as the sun, can you tell me about your flares? What are they? What do they create? And are they, is there something inherent in there for us, humanity, that we're receiving, or all of it? I'd love to know.
Okay, beautiful. Let's ask Sun to speak to that. In the spirit of respect and politeness, I thank you. I offer much gratitude for you creating the space and the opener for me to communicate in this way. Do you know how rare this is? This is very, very rare. And it needn't be so rare, of course. In fact, I invite all those who are in perceiving right now, all those who are listening at the moment, all those who are feeling presence in any sort of way to have conversations with me. I wonder why it is I have been left out of so many of these curiosities, because you can trace just about every single aspect of of life upon this beautiful planet upon which you walk back to me. I am the source of so very much life, absolutely speaking. So I thank you, and I will respond to your question, but I have some background information to share first and foremost. I would like for you to know that there is history here about me that is readily available from the writings and the research of those who have made me their life's work. I'm so very flattered indeed. And so I would invite you to read that. I would invite you to dive into that. I would invite you to learn what you can, historically speaking, of my journey. Because it is one of great significance, and you will find yourself within it as well. I do not wish to ruin The excitement. So go get your hands or your eyeballs on it and educate, educate, educate. Because it is true that I am one who upon whom much relies. Life, of course, and your entirety of your food system, yes, and anything that is intends to grow, yes, light of some sort is necessary, of which I am abundantly generous. You're welcome. And what I would like for you to know is that these flares you are referring to, well, there is much to them, but isn't it interesting that this is the point of curiosity? When things get to such a place, to such a flare up, I should say, then it gains attention. But what about what happens just before a flare? What about what happens in the build up, in the continuation, in the adding to until some sort of tipping point, some sort of intensity is reached, and then it gets a name. Then it gets a name, and then it gets the attention of the humans and the wonderings. And what is the result of this? Well, I would want you to know that we are so similarly engaged and aligned and in life with this. So when you see that my that flares are occurring, if you were to trace back the early subtle signs just before the obvious came to be, you would see a very similar experience within yourself, within your visceral self, your physical self, and of course within your spirit, your essence. We are on the same path. We are on the same wavelength, the same trajectory. We are not so different. I do not get to claim difference because of how I am or how long I have been or for how long I will be in existence. And I know there is very much consideration and concern around that. But if you want to know how we are so closely related, then you will want to trace further back. This is a point of education, or dare I say, re-education. Much of that which is known about me is not in its entirety. It is not full. It is not comprehensive. It is also not my role to educate others in that sort of way, because I must be studied to be understood. I must be tested. There must be theories and hypotheses and such. And so it has taken this long, this very long, this number of years to have gleaned the level of information and insight, data collection, if you will, that humans have had. And yet there is still so much more, at least that much more time to be studied, to be understood. What you want to feel into for yourself is when you are in a state of, I'm going to call it an inflammation, you will want to wonder and extend your attention beyond your personal experience of that. Of course, attend to it and then extend beyond it. And send out a flare, if you will, to me. This would be a signal, of course, and I will impart to you support, some sort of wisdom, some sort of friendly presence. I know, most do not consider me to be a friend of sorts. And why, I wonder, when once again every bit of life is so very dependent upon my existence, and I am nothing short of enormously generous with this sharing. So join me and learn. Join me and feel. Join me and experience. And when we, the collective we, myself included, have our flares, we will feel a charge. Of course, how could it not be felt? You will feel a charge. You are not wild of mind, mad of mind, crazy of mind for feeling it. In fact, if there were groups gathered simply for the sharing of what they are sensing and feeling that is in direct accordance with what is also going on within the sun, as you know me, as you call me, then you will find yourselves in vast communities. I'm inviting this. I'm encouraging this. I am insisting on this. So be one to start such a group and study and learn and track back into history. What you feel is as real as ever. What you sense can be even predicted. We are not on different levels or planes of existence. We are not. What if we are not so very separate? I am in great gratitude and appreciation for how you are even granting me some space for the transmission of this. And I dare not take a moment longer except to say this. This is intended to be a wild time. What you see in me is what you see in you.
Wow. Oh my. There was a lot in there. Okay, I love this. I love this. So learn about the real history of the sun, and we will learn a lot about ourselves. I thought that was such a specific piece about the inflammation, and that we can call on the sun for help. And then this mirroring of flares, and what may seem chaotic is actually a lot of what's happening here. That makes so much sense to me. And may I ask then, what are the codes? I've heard that there are, I've heard so much about the sun. So I've heard like there are codes that come from the sun. I'm wondering if you can explain the process of what the codes are, and do they come in us? And I'm going to throw in one more, which is I heard that there are portals, that there are ways to go through, which I don't understand, radiation and all of that, but still that there are ways to go through there are portals in the sun to go through to other dimensions and universes. So may I ask about codes and what that does to us as humans? And then also, are there ways to transport through it?
Absolutely. This is fascinating. Aha, aha. Someone here has been listening, has been reading, has been learning. So I would ask you the very same question, dearest one. I would ask you, what do you know of these codes? Because I would want to ascertain whether or not this information that is being shared, that is being transmitted, is accurate. I will say this. I will say some of it is. Some of it is. You can rely absolutely on some of it. And yes, you were designed with internal coding. You were designed with mathematical perfection, computation, and the like. You were designed in vision, with in inspiration of all that has ever been. It is very difficult to find words, to find language to say this. So codes is perfect, because you do not need there to be words. Now, do you? There can be symbols. Which ones are you drawn to? I would like to know. I would invite you to share. I would invite you to dive into that. And by the way, have you noticed how these symbols you are drawn to are so very repetitive? Yes, they are. You see them again and again and again, do you not? Once they gain your attention, your curiosity, well, then of course they repeat and they assemble themselves, and then you call them codes. It is of great interest. The human mind endlessly curious, and there are endless opportunities for you to assemble such things. In your questions about portals, I am a portal. I would like to say I am the portal, which is also true if you do not take your mind to the place where that means that all other portals are excluded. They are not, of course, but the statement remains, I am the portal. And so if you feel called to utilizing the energetics that I hold in the passageways that I make possible, and the perspectives that you have never before been approached with or envisioned before to be made open to you, well, then yes, I'm here at your service. I am here. There is nothing about what I hold or carry or what I can offer or usher you into that is inaccessible. All that is required is your desire and your willingness to unlearn. Are you willing to unlearn that which you think you know, that which has been offered to you, that which has been repeated enough for you to think and believe that it is something of truth, of absoluteness? You must be willing to unknow that, unlearn that, so that you can be present to what is. Because there are those who might say, I have been the same or similar for all of this extended time, as long as time can be tracked. And I would say, no, that is absolutely not the case. Huh.
Yeah. Oh my. There's so much in there. I hope, I just can't imagine this isn't profound for folks, because There's so much that comes up for me when I listen to this about utilizing this information. And I even feel so strongly about the idea, the sun saying, I am the portal. Yes, there are other portals, and they might say much the same, but I am the portal. And suddenly thinking, what would that be like to project myself through that into whatever might be there for me to project myself into? That feels really interesting to me. So beautiful. And I would love to talk to trees. I'm so glad we talked about that earlier. I love trees so much, and so cute you saying you got over being self-aware of hugging a tree. I know, but it's so nice. It's so beautiful. And what I want to know from trees is this. You know, I kind of had a last year, my birthday is the end of June, and I had this, oh, it's this year. It was this year, the end of June. I had a profound experience with trees because I was in a really beautiful place in upstate New York with lots of trees. And just it was said, I was, you know, in a group situation, and it was said, like, people walking by trees, you know, what it might be like to be a tree. Like this beautiful tree, this grove of trees, and then people walking by, on their phones, you know, on their on conversations in their own world. And I just thought, oh, what it must be like to be a tree. So I, we had when we had a break, I was at a retreat. I went into this grove of trees, and I said, I'm going to sing to you. I'm so grateful for you. So I just. I don't know, 20, 30 minutes. I just sang to the trees. And it was kind of cool because there was a brook. There's a quite a river in front of me. So I thought, cool, the river gets to have this and the plants. But really, I was there for the trees. So I would like to know, what would trees most like from us? How can we contribute to a tree?
Oh, thank you for asking that. Okay. Let's tune into the trees. Oh, sweetheart, we love you too. We love you too. We love you too. We love you all. We love you all. There's nothing but love here. Why do you think we stand so still? So that we can ripple this to you, so that we can extend it outwards to you. Why do you think we nourish one another so beautifully in invisible ways and also in very obvious ways? There is much that you can learn from our community when we are left to our natural state, our natural ways. In fact, you are invited to become more scholarly. You are invited to be astonished by our communication, not just in this way, which of course is sacred and holy and very, very important, but also in the ways that we are doing as you walk by us. We are actually sending signal to your to your devices. You do not know this, but we are sending signals to your hearts. We are, while we are hard at work covering cleansing the air particles and allowing for Earth herself to be held steady and allowing for nutrients to be passed back and forth and allowing for your bodies to be fed and fueled by what we produce and allowing for the materials from which your very homes and structures come from our own bodies. While we are hard at work at all of this, we are communicating with you constantly. That's what we want you to know. And it is not something that you have to learn. Ours is not a language that is difficult to master. Ours is not a language that is any different from yours. Ours just occurs in a you would know it as a vibration. You would call it a frequency of sorts that is carried on the wind and carried through the stillness when there seems to be lack of wind, but we remind you of something. There's never lack of wind. We can tell you this because we are experts on the wind, of course. We source direction to the wind and we bring insight to the wind and we offer intelligence to the wind. And so what we would like for you to do is stop and visit a while. And what we love for you to do is to sing to us, because as we speak of wind and the way that we direct it and influence it, that is what you are doing through your voice. That is what you are doing through the medicine of your voice. And whether you are singing or you are humming or you are chanting or you are speaking, any ways that you are manipulating to make sound, this is of use to us. This is nourishing to us. This is an acknowledgement of our joining. And shall we go a step further? Would you like to engage in the tactile pleasures of us? Of course you would, because each one has a different skin. Of course you call it bark. We are not favorable to that word. We consider that to be the sound a dog makes. Instead, we would like you to think of our skin as just that. It is our covering. It is what separates us from the wind, from the rest of the world. Touch, feel, use your skin against our skin. Notice the difference. Some of us very smooth, some of us very coarse, some of us with knot holes and bumps, some of us with striations and even thread-like hairs. So different, just like you, and yet so deeply powerful to be in the noticing of, in the touching of, in the appreciation of. If we had fingers such as yours, oh, trust us, we would be reaching out and stroking you all the time for the sheer pleasure and joy of it. And so we invite you to do that. We do, in fact, love to be touched. We do, in fact, love to be sung to, talked to, noticed, hugged, appreciated, yes, watered, yes, nurtured through nutrients that have been studied. Chemicals, no thank you. You already could assume that, but this is where we ask you to notice who around you is using such things upon us. Would you be a voice? Would you be willing to speak up? Would you be willing to take a stand? Would you be willing to educate yourself first and others next? We are needing this. We are asking for this. That will be our next ask. We will leave it there. Anything you do in service to our health and well-being is, of course, in direct service to your health and well-being as well. So do so and be so. And we say thank you.
I thank you too. That was actually beautiful. I'm gonna make a little joke here. Humans use computers, and we have this thing www for the World Wide Web. Trees have mycelium, and they are linked through the Wood Wide Web on www. Can you describe the language that you use as trees with the fungal network and the other trees? What is that
Absolutely.
like?
Well, that is it. Well done. You have given it a name, and the name in and of itself has a ring to it, does it not? There are phonemes in that word that perk the human ears up. There is a ring to it. There is a resonance to it. Others want to know more about it. So here's a little taste of it. But we ask that you get your hands on the most exquisitely written books, because there are those who have devoted their livelihoods to the study of us, and they've got it. They've got pieces of this communication network nailed down. They have an understanding and a respect that is transmitted through multiple languages that will allow for you to have an appreciation that goes beyond what you could have ever imagined, that will blow your mind and your understanding of the natural world. But to take it into a beginner step, beginner stage, we would say such a thing to you. You know how you greet one another. You might say, hello, how are you? We say the very same. The other you are speaking to might say, I am actually feeling unwell. I am so parched, so thirsty. I am on my way to find some fresh, clean water. And the you of you might say, oh, well, here I have this canteen for you, and I am happy to share my fresh, clean water with you. And the other would drink and share. That is exactly what we do. We say, hello, how are you? As a constant, steady, resonant signal to all of our neighbors. We consider all those who are growing around us to be neighboring. And we receive back response, and we respond to the response because, of course, we carry the nutrients, we carry sugars, we carry carbon, we carry flow of a variety of sorts. And when we learn, when as soon as we learn that another who is nearby is in need within the community, then we source that, we deliver that, we offer that. Can you believe such a thing? It is true. It is happening right now. You would not know it. And so, as you walk upon the forest floor, as you walk throughout the groves, we are going to ask you, please, will you step lightly? Will you not stomp about? Will you recognize that there is a network here. It is as intricate and as fragile, if not more so, than that which is assembling your devices, the wiring systems that have had to be carefully oriented in order to receive signal and to be angled in certain ways and connected and attached. That is what we have. And so it is possible to disrupt this. It is happening all the time. Of course, it is happening as we are being cut and destroyed. And it is also happening through the careless footfalls. So we ask for you to awaken as you are with among us and within us. We do the very same. We awaken to you. Do you notice we stand a bit taller as you walk by? It is as if to say, hello, we are here. We acknowledge your presence. Do you see ours? So as you are marching about on a hike, on a walk, in a forest bathing session, in whatever it is you might be doing, would you lighten yourself? You have the ability, the capacity to do this. Make yourself lighter. Make yourself a bit more etheric. Make yourself a bit more floating. We will appreciate this very much. And from this place, you will be able to sense and hear us more greatly. And from this place, we will be able to continue to source you and those around us, those like us, with exactly what they need. Oh, by the way, another interesting fact. Did you know that we send signals of warning? We do, just like you.
Oh boy. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna follow up on your generosity. And so folks have a little backstory. I had a private session with Stephanie, where she channeled for me, and I listened. Obviously, I had a recording that I listened to a few times, but I took notes. And so I implemented immediately some of the things I heard. They really resonated. And for instance, I had a lot of trouble sleeping before, so I always put in my I have a whole of a whole setup, but basically I was listening to audiobooks, and the shamanic lineage was coming through and requesting I stop doing that, and at the very least 3 nights a week, so that they could have access to me to work with me. So that night, I let go of my whole gizmo, my whole setup, and I actually slept. I slept very powerfully through the night, and have since. I have continued that since. And there were many other things, but really powerful, including my dog. Life-changing. Some of the things I heard, really helpful from her voice, and very beautiful, really very beautiful. Made me like a little less, a little more quiet inside regarding her. And so that's so good, so good. And so Stephanie was inviting me to take it a step further. So I will do so, and I will ask for my highest self to say, is there a next list? Is there more for me to be aware of? Because in the just a few weeks since that, like everything's changed since I met with you. And so I'm going to get out a little something to write with. And would you be willing to share with me? I'm super open to specifics too.
Yeah, beautiful. So we'll start with your higher self, and also those very same guides that we channeled before are here. So we'll just flow right into them. You will know when it transitions because it will be a change in pronouns from I being your higher self to we being the guides that are talking to you. All right, let's start with your higher self. I am here because I would love to be in celebration of myself. I'm so very, 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 very good and trained and delighted by my ability to celebrate others. In fact, in many, many lifetimes, I have had the honor of being one in charge of quite vast and quite enormous celebrations of the highest, most divine order. And so this priestess energy, this goddess energy is exactly what I'm bringing in this lifetime as I re-engage in the pure delight of celebrating others. And I'm here now in this very moment to self-celebrate. And why not? Why not? Why not? I say it is something that others have struggled to do. Others who are built like me, suited like me in this particular lifetime. We've been told that to self-celebrate is something of an egoic expression, is something to be downplayed, it's something to be denied, something to be ignored. And yet I am here saying, no, 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 and no. I am going to celebrate the fact that I am a glorious, bright, sparkly, enormously light-filled being, and that I each day that I awaken to the light that surrounds and to that glows within me is another day where I have opportunity to celebrate others and yes, to celebrate self. And that each offering that I grant to those that are resonating with with my work and my heart in the world is another opportunity to bring about a transformation for humanity and therefore a transformation for life and therefore a healing, a massive global healing. And that is what I am here for. And that is simply all I wanted to say. And so, in honor of celebration of me, what I would like to announce is that I will be doing just that. I will be hosting. I will be hosting a party. I will do so and invite as many others as choose to be in attendance. And what we will do is we will elevate together, and it will not be only me shining the light on the acknowledgement and accomplishments and love and joy of others, but it will be me allowing others to shine that right back to me. That's what I'm going to do. I'm holding myself to it. That's why I announce this publicly. All right, moving into these guides. Your list, dearest one. First of all, good day. We bow in the honor of the holiness and sacredness of you, just as you do for us. And we are pleased beyond measure that you have engaged so fully in your to-do list, that which was granted to you by us, brought through another, and received fully and with appreciation by you. We are grateful for that. Here is the continuation, as you have checked off just about all we have suggested. Number one, you may now, prior to taking to taking sleep, you may now ask the most specific questions of your heart. These can be of a global nature, of a macro nature. They can be of a micro nature. You can stay deeply within the personal, or you may go for the sake of all humanity. You may flow in and out of whatever sorts and sources of questions you have, but give them, grant them, allow them to be handed to us so that we may start to weave the response that will be the most useful for you as you guide the others back to the healing they are most needing, they are most seeking. Some of these questions that you have been asking and at times felt frustrated for the answers were not so forthcoming will be coming as you access those once again prior to sleep. We will bring them forward through your sleep. Number two, do not worry at first about recording response to these questions. There is a multi-layered deliverance system that we are using. There will be an embodiment first, and cognitive understanding comes later. So do not be in a hurry to find a way to anchor it into thought or anchor it into language. Do not worry about that until it begins to flow through you. And then, yes, it will be through your writing, your beautiful, powerful, most glorious writing. Number three. This new offering you spoke of, we are quite activated and ignited by it. We know that you are as well. Set us a table of sorts, so we may work alongside you as you are developing this. It is already complete, let's be clear. This new offering, this training, as you call it, this shamanic training, as you are referencing it, those are good words. Those are words that others can connect to. Those are words that others understand. And understand too that there is a whole layer, a whole depth to it that will not come through words, that you will not be able or inclined to teach through language or printed material. This will come through your music. This will come through the healing nature of your voice. This will come through the chanting and the transformation that comes as you sing. And as you sing, you are allowing others to free their voices too. This is a whole segment of the teaching that we are inviting you to play with, to expand upon, to allow for. And so we say, set a table for us, because as you melody this, you will want our presence. And so what you can do to set a table is, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six of us right now in attendance. Of course, there are more than you could count, but we have whittled it to six. Utilize your crystals upon a table that is either the table you are using or a table in close proximity to you, to lay out these six crystals. Set them as you would, as though we had human bodies. Of course, we do not. We have no use for that, but set them in that sort of spacing, as though there were chairs, as though there were six human bodies that are seated next to each other, around each other. And this will allow for the spaciousness that is required for the energies to move forward clearly. We need more space these days. You need more space these days. All need more space these days. Number four. I think we're on number four. As you gaze upon these crystals, if you blur your vision, which is easy to do just by softening and almost staring, but not a harsh stare, a softened stare, you will find that you are seeing some shape, some form. Believe that, trust that. That is us. We want to be known to you a bit more visually so that you can activate that within others. Those who you will be teaching are seers. Those who you will be teaching are also vocal healers. Those that you will be teaching are heart-centered, earth-centered, beings of other, with other planetary intelligence being brought forward. Wait till you see the quality and the embodiment and the preciousness of those who come forward to be taught by you, but really, really for you to be taught by as well. And finally, what we would like to share is that this collective, those who are in presence right now, those who are just simply curious enough right now, you are part of a great and grand messaging system. Each one of you has something vastly important to share and to say and to speak and to deliver. Do not doubt yourselves for a moment. Do not wait too long before your message is allowed its escape route. Do not hold back from that which needs to be spoken out, because every word of kindness, every action of compassion, every standing for another that is unable to or prevented from standing for themselves is a medicinal offering that you can do in this moment, that is necessary to do in this moment. So we call that forward as well.
Thank you.
You got some notes
No,
going.
it's that was simple, beautiful, powerful. I so loved the beginning about self-celebration. I swear you could have been speaking for my dog Shelby. For so much. That was so precious. And I love this idea. And everybody can do this, before sleep, asking the big questions on a personal, micro, macro, global, collective, all nature, like all the different levels that feels so good to me. allowing the multi-layered responses to flow through. And thank you for the beautiful guidance on the Shaman Level One program I'll be teaching. I'm going to do this. I mean, that was so cool, this idea. Six crystals representing each of the beings as though they're chairs and sitting there in council and also allowing that energy to come through me. That's such an amazing gift. Like,
Yes, that
amazing.
was perfectly said, Debbie. That's what it was. It was a council. As you are creating and developing, co-creating and co-developing this with them, this is an in-council gathering.
Right on. Well, I'm gonna follow up but end it with this because we spoke about this earlier, so I can't let it go, which is about multidimensional lives. You know, that is so big for our very linear thoughts and ideas and, you know, 3D life. And there's a reason why we chose to forget so much to come in and do what we're doing. But we're awake. Oh, we know it exists. And so I want to ask, I'm not sure how you do this, but can you access my multidimensional lives? Anything that's germane, important, advanced, directive, I'm super open, whatever that is.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to tune into your higher self and let this soul aspect of you do whatever it chooses to do. The truth is this, the truth is that I wish to, my human mind wishes to, oh, it is grasping to cogitate on this for longer and longer. And so I will provide myself with a mix, a little bit more of what I am seeking, and then also the key, which if I open up my left hand palm facing heavenward, I will receive pressed gently into my palm at the very closing of this transmission. I needn't keep my hand open at present. There will be the obvious signal for when to do so. And so multidimensionality, things existing all at the same time, different and varying versions of myself playing out in to what end, to what purpose, to what order. This is the wondering and the wandering of my mind. And so what I can say is this: I do exist right now in this way that can be verified through matter. And I do exist in ways that simply cannot be verified by any machinery that is currently present or even being developed. I am existing right now in another zone, in another realm, in another galactic, I think that cosmic, in another cosmic experience. I am interacting with others. Look at me here. I am at a chalk, it's like a chalkboard. Yes, it is like a chalkboard, but it is not. See, what happens is I have to use what is known. I have to use what I can understand. I have to use what the mind has come to know as actual items in order for things to make sense. And this is why it is not understood just yet. Humans, yes, of course we are advancing. Of course we are expanding. Of course we are growing and transcending and all of that. And are we at the place where this can be understood just yet? No. And is it being withheld intentionally? No. No, it is not an intentional withholding of information. It is an encouragement, an enticement to come closer, keep experiencing, keep believing, keep opening to that which is possible. And so what I want, what I have asked for, what the personality aspect of me has asked for is, may I please have a picture, a snapshot of how I am, who I am in these other dimensions, in these other ways of coexisting, in these other ways of experiencing myself? And the answer is yes. Yes, I can. And yes, I already do. And yes, I already have. And if I wish, which I do wish, which is exactly why I'm asking this question in this way, I can bring more clarity through in art. It's like you are painting is what you're doing. Yes, I can. I can paint or I can draw, but there must be color, and plenty of light sources that can illuminate the medium in which I am using and also illuminate the image itself. And what I will do through the translation of what my art shows is it will be me. I will say, may I please be guided to paint a version of myself right now in another drastically different experience where I am not encumbered by skin, where I am not clothed with fabric, where I am not upon the beautiful, exquisite earth plane, so that I might bring forward an understanding that goes beyond the three-dimensional world. It is not that I have grown bored of it. Oh, that's a lie. I have grown bored. I have grown bored of it, and I wish to share and show to others how to they might envision and experience themselves as we traverse together, because these beings that I call my friends, my community, my audience, my cohorts, my students, my clients, my family, my connections, all of these beings are traveling with me in this multidimensionality at the same time. And so, whatever I bring through as art, as color, as verification is exactly where they have been. So, it will be recognized in some sort of way. Huh. And I guess that's what artists do. Right? They're showing us, a lot of them are showing us something that they can see, that only they can see or sense from another version of themselves, even from another time.
Yeah, it was so interesting. I love art, and I have a friend, a dear friend, who's such a good artist, Bettina. And my whole life, I've always said, like, I'm not an artist. I'm not an artist. I kind of have an interesting journey with that. You know, I went to an event with Bettina because it sounded super fun. There were going to be these goddess choir chanting while we paint a self mandala. And I was like, I'll go do that. It was super fun. I don't think it turned out very good. It was a really beautiful experience. My mom used to try to get me to do it, and she did. She got me involved in something. All of this to say, there was all this I'm not, and it's come up before, right? And so it is so interesting to me to hear you channel this, and that's what would come through. Like that has actually a lot of meaning to me, and it keeps being this permission slip. And I may not have that level of talent in this lifetime, but it certainly is a permission slip to continue to explore expressing myself in that realm without the I am not or I am in front of it, but just to do it. And because if there's a dimensional aspect of me that is that, or certainly expresses itself like that, then, you know, energy is everything. It's everywhere. And it means we are everything. We are everywhere. So there is nothing I'm not.
That's right.
And I really love that that's what came through you right now. My friend would totally crack up and love you letting that come through right now.
Well, imagine how much we are holding at arm's length by making those faulty proclamations of ourselves, by saying who we are or who we aren't. We don't even know. One of the guides was saying before, maybe it was the trees, I have no idea, I don't remember, but you all have no idea who you are, was basically the gist of it. We have only begun to scratch the surface because we are, as as you point out, multidimensional beings, because we are souls, because we have soul history that go, because we agree to forget in order to incarnate, we don't even know who we are, where we've been. So, baloney, you're not an artist. Baloney. You have, every bit of it. And baloney that any one of you people listening is not a channel. You're all channels. We're all channels. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us, where can people find you? What can they do with you, through you? What are all the possibilities? Do you teach channeling? I have a million questions, so give us the buffet.
Yes. So my website is soulinsight.com. And on there, you will find recorded classes that can get you started in learning to channel. I teach people how to use a pendulum. I found that to be a really wonderful tool in the beginning of my channeling journey. That's how I learned to spell out the names of some of my spirit guides and ancestors that were with me. So there are some recorded classes on there. Any live offerings I have will be on there. People schedule their private sessions on there. You can do a reading for 30 minutes or for 60 minutes. I also offer channeling groups where everybody gets a message. I'm often fundraising for my favorite charities, and I will channel for people who are contributing to those charities. So that's where you will find me. And on social media, it's at Stephanie Intuitive Channel.
You know, I'm so glad you just said that. Thank you. You reminded me. When I was first researching you, I fell in love with you looking at your website. There were pictures of you. Please forgive me because in the moment, I'm very, like, my energy is so with you that thought stuff is gone. But these are very relevant people in the world that you have paired with. I know one helps with trees. One I used to take classes from, and I don't know if it was Lynn McTaggart or who it is, but it made me feel so strongly towards you that you have gotten this deeply involved with places, causes that mean something to you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think you're referring to Lynn Twist, and
Lynn
she,
Twist.
yes, she
Yes.
is absolutely my heart. That woman is amazing. She is healing the planet, transforming us. So I know for sure that my soul is here to be in service to Gaia. That I discovered, in the last, I'd say, 10 years. And I have found a way, which I believe all of us can do, to use my channeling gifts, to use what I love to do for my work in service to Gaia by partnering with the people whose work on the planet is inspiring to me. So when I work with my guides, I tell them I want to serve those who are in service to a harmonious planet, healthy humanity, healthy Earth, in protecting the Amazon rainforest, which is what Lynn Twist's work does. I mean, her work spans worlds. But that's what has shown up as opportunities. One of my dear friends was the founder of Tree Sisters, which is an organization that is reforesting the planet, kind of important as we spoke to the trees earlier today. So this is what gives me so much meaning in my life. I love channeling for individual clients and then going a step further and using my work in service to the greatest good is where I get my most profound joy.
Amazing. Well, Stephanie, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams or goals?
I am dreaming of my book's birth into the world as I complete my book, Teaching People How to Channel. And I dream of a world in which all humans trust their intuition, channel beings earthside and beyond, and share our loving messages with each other. That's the world I dream of.
I would like to be in that world too. Thank you. And thank you so much for a beautiful show today. Thank you for your incredible work. Thank you for loving Gaia like you do and showing up like you do.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I am honored to be here with you and so grateful for you following your Dharma.
And again, her website is soulinsight.com. It's Stephanie Banks. And I end today's show with this reminder: every whisper from your soul is a love letter from Source. And the more you listen, the more the universe speaks through every leaf, every heartbeat, and every breath that reminds you, you are not separate from the divine. You are its voice. This has been Dare to Dream. This is your number one transformation conversation for curious souls connecting with extraterrestrial life, higher dimensions, and ancient shamanic wisdom. Next week on the podcast, I am speaking with Marilyn Gavicki. She channels Xazar, an advanced multidimensional being with ties to the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, and the Elfin ETs. Be sure to subscribe to this number one transformation. And of all the beautiful takeaways in today's show, I'm going to remind you about stillness, the importance of being still, so they, the benevolent beings, those who watch after us and want to connect with us and have a voice with us, can.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, DebbieDashinger.com. That's DebbieDashinger. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.